Well, both you and I know that our Catholic schools are doing great things in our archdiocese by providing a hearty education rooted in Christ. Today, we're honing in on a unique offering from the Catholic Schools Center of Excellence partnership with the University of St. Thomas. Together, they've created CSTEM, or Catholic STEM, a science, technology, engineering, and math education initiative rooted in the Catholic faith. Brian Regatz is the president of Cisco, and Mike Gerard is the manager of St. Thomas's CSTEM Lending Library, which we'll be learning more about. We're grateful to have both of them here joining us today on Practicing Catholic to share about this exciting offering. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, wonderful to have you both on. Brian, let's start with you. Taking in this whole CSTEM thing into account, tell us a little bit about what it is and what the goals of CSTEM are.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. You know, Catholic schools, I really think they have a unique calling to form young scientists, technicians, engineers, mathematics, really through programs that connect faith and reason. And unfortunately, doing these things costs a lot of money. Science is one of those subjects that requires things. And tangible things that can cost a lot, and Cisco is honored to support resources so these schools can provide this for their kids. I think at the end of the day, there are really three goals that we try to have because of this. Number one, we just want to equip all teachers with what we would call a best-in-class STEM training and skills. Mm. Number two, create STEM-literate students, so to speak, where they're well-prepared for higher education and promising careers. And then number three is offer access and opportunities for young people to explore these related concepts and nourish interest in science that starts early in life. And you know, at the end of the day, though, kids learn in so many different ways. Some learn by doing things by themselves. Some learn better by doing things with other students. Some learn by hearing, some learn by doing, and some learn by seeing. And this opportunity brings all of these things together with one really important ingredient that we can't forget in schools, which is fun. Hmm. And Cisco is just honored to be able to bring this to our schools.
Yeah, and wonderfully that it's done from a Catholic perspective as well. We'll get into that in just a moment. But Mike, I want to swing over to you for a moment. What is St. Thomas's role in providing resources for our Catholic schools through this new CSTEM program?
So the role of the university, we are based in the engineering department here at St. Thomas. And so we're bringing cutting-edge technology and best practices from the university, especially the hard sciences, into our Catholic school classroom. And so we're really getting a leap forward. And as Brian said, he talked about, you know, literacy. And one of the things that our Catholic schools excel at is reading literacy. Mm. And your STEM program isn't going to be very strong if your school struggles with literacy. And you know, being a former Catholic school principal myself, I know what a great job we do. And so our schools have a leg up because when our students are engaging in these STEM lessons, they're generally not struggling with the content. They're able to get into the nuts and bolts of the lesson. Hmm.
That makes sense to me that literacy would play a foundational role in any sort of academic environment. Ooh, but specifically,
that's right, every single one.
Right, right, exactly. But specifically, I can see it bearing much fruit in terms of science, technology, engineering, and math. Just very important. So that's great. Mike, we'll come back to you in a moment. Brian, I want to come back to you specifically. As I said before, I think one of the amazing things that might be incredible about specifically the CSTEM initiative is that it does seek to incorporate or it takes on science, technology, engineering, and math specifically from a Catholic perspective. And, you know, there's probably a number of people out there who are still of the mindset that science and faith, they don't interact. They don't intersect. Now, we know here at Practicing Catholic, of course, we know that's not true. But for the sake of argument, what significance is there to gaining an education in these areas, especially one that's rooted in Catholicism?
Yeah, it's a great point, and I think you're right. You know, one of the greatest parts about Catholic schools is that we integrate faith into every subject, not just religion class. And it has a place in every subject, and science is really no different. I do think there's a misperception that Catholicism is anti-science and Catholic schools are behind the times, but really the opposite is true. Just last year, we had something we'll talk about later, this Big Bang Science Fair, that we invite students, third through eighth grade of all the Catholic schools, to come to a science fair together. And we showed two videos to those students that participated. The first one was an astronaut named Colonel Michael Hopkins, who is actually in space, in the space station, and filmed the video just for us.
Nice.
And he became Catholic later in life, and he talked about the transformation and how faith and science have a lot of connections, and literally shoot for the stars, because he did. Mm-hmm. There's also an organization called the Society of Catholic Scientists, and they put a video out just for us as well to encourage our students to find the connections, and they have a Catholic Scientist of the Week that our students and our schools look up from time to time and really make sure we can draw these connections between our faith and science. But I think in the end, the significance is that there's an understanding of purpose. There's an understanding of cause and effect and a mindset of problem identification and solution implementation. And learning those steps that you can learn in science class can really carry over throughout every subject and really throughout every aspect of your life, whether you're a student or an adult. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, undoubtedly so. That's one of the things that I think we tend to lean on, especially with Catholic Schools Week right around the corner here. And as we're thinking about our Catholic schools, that this is preparing kids not just for a job, but for a life. And that's one of the things that we tend to, well, maybe larger society tends to forget, but I'm so glad that Cisco is not forgetting that. Mike, let's come back to you. I want to explore more about this relationship between St. Thomas and Cisco and the C-STEM initiative and that sort of thing. Now, I'm guessing Brian already told us that there's STEM costs money, and I'm guessing that that the university at least has some resources that they're able to allow schools to use. I know my wife is a middle school science teacher in a Catholic school, and if she could get her hands on some university resources, she would be over the moon. So is that the purpose of the Lending Library at St. Thomas for this initiative, or does it look otherwise?
Yeah, it is a cooperation between donors at the university here and donors with the Catholic School Center of Excellence that When people are looking to give to a cause, they're looking to get the most value for their dollar. And that's one of the things that we're able to do is twofold. One, we have 78 Catholic schools, and they range from schools that have, a considerable amount of money to, little schools that don't have an extra dollar, And so what we're able to do is, with working with these donors, acquire high-end, expensive scientific equipment, whether it be virtual reality goggles, which a class set is $10,000, or robotics, which help the students learn to code, and robots, aren't cheap. technical scientific instruments, from high-end microscopes to working with a vernier. They're scientific measuring devices that allow, middle school students to do all kinds of great experiments in the lab with engineering and physics, and get very, very precise measurements. And all the way down into engineering kits where the students go through the design engineering process from beginning to end. And we service classes all the way preschool through eighth grade. And what we're able to do is, instead of a school buying one of these items and using it and then putting it on the shelf, we are able to keep these moving the whole year. And so many of our kits are booked. Mm. They're booked through the spring, and teachers already are booking for next year.
Wow.
And so it's absolutely free to the teachers. We deliver them right to the school office whether it's delivered personally by me or by a courier service. And so not only are we providing the resources, but the teachers don't have to, like other lending libraries, they have to go to the library and pick them up.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're really trying to smooth the process because we know how busy teachers are and how hard they work.
Yeah.
And so anything we can do to improve their curriculum and to make their lives easier, that's what we're here for.
Wonderful. Thanks, Mike. So, Brian, how long has this been going on? How long has C-STEM been in existence?
Well, that's probably a lot of people have opinions about that.
Okay.
C-STEM has been around for a while. It's been in our Catholic schools just for a few years. There are a couple of schools that have had specific training on having STEM integrated in a lot of their subjects all their grades. This specific STEM lending library.
Right.
Oh, Mike, probably 3 years. Does that sound right?
This is our fourth year. Yep.
Fourth year, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a little bit of ground underneath you. So, Brian, let me ask you, what kind of a response are you getting from teachers, from students, from parents regarding this lending library partnership?
Well, a huge response. You know, just this past year, we wanted to make sure that we had more options and opportunities for all the kids and all the students that, and all the teachers that want it. As Mike said, he sells himself short. He almost personally delivers all these things, and they are booked for almost the entire year. And as a former principal myself, the second we would put that flyer up in the teacher's lounge of going online and checking out some of these opportunities to basically rent some technology, they're almost all gone all the time. But to see teachers step out of their comfort zone a little bit and integrate technology and coding robots, virtual reality, some level, integrate these things into their schools and in their classrooms, it just makes for a wonderful exploratory environment that kids love.
Right.
I actually just got a video from a teacher, Peggy White, Ms. White, who teaches at Ascension. And she sent us a video of her students coding a robot that would go across the classroom and knock over a bowling pin.
Okay.
And if you would ask those kids, hey, kids, today we're going to code a robot that's going to travel 30 feet and knock over a bowling pin, they would have said, there's no way. But you just don't know how to do it. But then you learn these skills. Again, it's problem identification and solution implementation. And the best part about it wasn't seeing the pins fall over. It was hearing the kids laughing,
yeah.
Hearing the kids give each other high fives and complimenting each other because they did it. And those are the things that are just intangible that you can't find everywhere.
Right, right. You have to be genuine about that. That is something that is so real. And it just indicates that good learning that will stick with them for a long time is going on. Mike, when you're delivering these kits, I assume that teachers or whoever's receiving the kits are oftentimes, they're pretty excited to receive them, I would imagine.
They are. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was at Shakopee Area Catholic School delivering a kit called Rockets and Rovers to a kindergarten class. And it's so much fun getting into the classroom, seeing the excitement on the students' faces, the teacher introducing myself, which is always fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But introducing the kit and the kids having the experience of knowing something fun is coming. And, you know, I remember school really, really well, and we had great times and we had school, you know?
Right.
And, you know, it was these memorable moments where you do something out of the norm that makes the learning stay with the student. And the other thing is that if they weren't having these opportunities, the first time you encounter something, usually you approach it with some hesitation. And these students, when they go on to, you know, the middle school, the high school, the college, they're going to have that confidence that I've done design engineer before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And which is worth $1 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, like Brian said, the pride I have in our teachers of getting outside their comfort zone, because one would imagine, at least I would, you know, I'm 45. And, you know, technology, you know, I wasn't born with this stuff.
Right.
it's not just the young teachers who are using this. I have teachers who every year I'm asking them, are you retiring? Are you retiring? Because one, they're so great, I hope they don't, you know. But two, it's not obvious, you know, who would be a user and who isn't. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, Brian, just a couple seconds left here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity. If people want to learn more about C-STEM or about Cisco in general, where can they go?
Yeah, well, thank you for that. It's just an honor to talk to you, work with University of St. Thomas School of Engineering, to partner with them in this. This is transformational. To learn more, you can go to our website, cisco-mn.org. You'll see a big banner in the front. This is Impact. You click on that, and you'll find information on C-STEM and the STEM Lending Library.
All right. Wonderful. Well, Brian Regetz, Mike Gerard, we're so grateful that you joined us here on Practicing Catholic, and even more grateful of all the great things you're doing to help our Catholic schools just succeed and go further and deeper into STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Thank you both for joining us on Practicing Catholic.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, Patrick.
All right. Well, coming up on Practicing Catholic, how to walk with others in the journey of faith and help them know the love of Jesus and the parish community. We'll be right back after this.